Steve, how are you doing? Thank you for asking. Let me pull up my Hopeometer app. Here we go. Yep, it's up. Count to three. One, two, three. Ooh, not well. Not well. Because I don't have glistening hope for my nation, so I must be believing a lie. Steve, how are you doing? Thank you again for asking. Let me check. Hopeometer app. We're very thankful for it. Yikes. I don't have glistening hope for the people in my life, especially those in my ministry. Let's just laugh at that. So I must be believing a lie. Steve, how are you doing? Let me check. Still not well. Because I don't have glistening hope for that area of weakness in my life, so I must be believing a lie. I believe my hopelessness, your hopelessness about a problem is a bigger problem than the problem. Our hopelessness about a problem is a bigger problem than the problem. My hopelessness about my financial problem is a bigger problem than my financial problem. My hopelessness about my ministry is a bigger problem than anything going on in my ministry. My hopelessness about my nation is a bigger problem than anything going on in my nation. Unless I don't believe who God says I am. The reason that's true is because transformation and freedom come from believing truth from someone who's renewed their mind. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by what? By the renewing of your mind. Now, future transformation comes from current mind renewal. It is an absolute, irrefutable law of the Spirit that if I renew my mind with truth today, I will be transformed tomorrow. I'll be transformed first on the inside of me. God will make me successful on the inside when I still look non-successful on the outside. That's how God makes leaders. He makes leaders who believe they're successful that they are a success before they're a success. Does that make sense? That's just it. And all of us...